don't know why. Jesus loves me, I don't know why. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why. Aren't you glad that he loves you this day? Hallelujah. I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. He left his mighty throne. Hallelujah.
He left his mighty throne in glory.
Why?
To bring to us redemption story.
And he died, but he rose again. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know why,
don't know why,
I don't know why, I don't know why, I don't know why he sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. Where would I be today?
Would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if he didn't care?
Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. I don't know why Jesus loves me. I don't know why. Sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did.
Well, Sister Bibish comes to sing. I don't know why he loves me. Amen.
I don't know why Jesus loves me. Oh, I don't know why he cares.
Sacrificed his life. Oh, but I'm glad, I'm so glad he did.
J'entends ta douce voix, Jésus, je viens à toi. Je viens, ô Sauveur, lave-moi dans les sangs de ta croix. Jésus, roi des rois, qui mourit pour moi. Je vais mourir avec toi, avec toi sur la croix. J'entends ta douce voix qui me dit, crois en moi. Je crois, Seigneur, soutiens ma foi. Tiens-moi près de ta croix. Jésus, roi des rois, qui mourit pour moi. Je vais mourir avec toi. J'entends ta douce voix et pénètre en moi et me dit d'aimer comme toi de la vie. des rois qui mourit pour moi. Je vais mourir avec toi. J'entends ta douce voix, toi qui mouris pour moi, Seigneur, que je m'unisse à toi dans ta mort par la foi. Des rois qui mourit pour moi, je vais mourir avec toi, avec toi sur la croix. Jésus, roi des rois. Avec toi, avec toi sur la croix.
Amen. We'll ask Sister Tube to come sing. It's very interesting, that song. We used to sing a song in Zimbabwe. Ndo uya Jesu kwa muri ishe shambi zai moyo wangu. Interesting how the Spirit of God works. Hallelujah. Sister Dube, can you please come? We have no time to lose. I delayed trying to. Amen. Let's save his cable.
When God spoke to Moses and told him what to say to the children of Israel in Goshen, Lamb, take the blood,
Sister Angel and Sister Nachiza. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Could you please come? I like that. Words fail me. The Dube family. You can see long before creation, God called them as musicians. And there's many others here, but they're in their place. Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless you, saints.
When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my Lord you have taught me to say, should come, let this blessed assurance control that Christ had regarded my helpless estate and has shed his own blood for my soul.
Ancient words, long preserved. Amen. It's time to sing that one.
Holy words, long preserved for our Lord. In this world, we resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us grow. In this world, wherever we roam, ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words, ancient words, ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, give us power to this age. Given to us through sacrifice, oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our war in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Hallelujah. Oh, let the ancient words, ancient words, ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words, ancient words, ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words,
let's give it again.
Ancient words, ever true.
Oh, hallelujah!
Changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words,
give me the first verse again. The first verse.
Ancient words, true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Holy the ancient words down.
Holy words.
Holy words.
That's why we here this morning. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, there is sound with God's own heart.
With God's own heart.
Hallelujah.
Holy the ancient words in power. Words of life. Words of hope. Give us strength,
oh, help us go.
In this world, wherever we roam, oh, ancient words will guide us home.
Oh,
ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. Oh, we have come with open hearts.
Oh, yes, Lord, we come with open hearts this morning. Oh, bless your children. Bless your child.
Ever true.
Oh, hallelujah.
Changing me.
Amen.
Changing.
We bless your name, Lord. We give you the glory. We have come, Lord, with open hearts. Also, let your word impart upon us this morning.
Holy words of
our faith. Holy words. Holy words
of our
faith. It has been handed down to us. It has been preserved all these years
to us
that we are
free to sacrifice.
Oh, hallelujah.
Holy the ancient words of Christ. Holy words, long preserved for our work in His word. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient words,
ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Ancient
words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts.
Oh,
let the
hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, dear Lord Jesus, let's bow our heads as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for these words of faith. Oh, words of life. Words that are true. Long preserved. But Lord, oh, because of your mercies and your kindness, Lord, for your children, you have revealed unto us. You have made it good for us, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for this morning. You've ushered us into the beginning of another week. We thank you for the week that is gone. Lord, our going outs and our coming ins, in our working places, our children to school and back. Father, we say thank you, God. And how good it is for us, Lord, to start the week like this. To be in your presence, Lord. Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus, we remember that woman. The woman of Samaria. Oh, when something was upon her heart. She was expecting to see you, God. And one day she saw you seated on the well. Amen. Oh, that's what we've come here tonight, this morning also. To seek your presence, Lord. And when she met you, O God, she never went back the same. Oh, in her heart, O Lord, there you planted that well of life, Lord. Oh, the well that was springing up to everlasting life. Lord, this morning, we are seeking for that same water. Oh, the living water. The Lord, it will be an artesian well in our hearts, springing up unto everlasting life. Bless your word this morning. Bless the church. Bless each and everyone, Lord, even if there's anyone sick amongst us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim total healing. Even as Brother Mike and Sister Patience are asking for prayer. Oh, Lord Jesus, as they travel to London, Father, we ask for genuine mercies for them. The Lord, they are going out and they are coming in, O Lord. You bless it, O Lord. Father, we thank you also this morning. That our pastor is up to Donegal, Lord. Oh, bless his ways, O Lord Jesus. Bless the saints over there, O God. Father, let your word, O Lord, be shining upon the people over there. And let the same blessings be upon us here, O Lord. Father, this morning we say thank you. As we read your word, Lord, bless it. And let the life that has been preserved all these years be our portion in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. We pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you for coming this morning. And we have some thanksgiving here. One is from our brother Jose. Oh, hallelujah. Who would like to thank all the saints that came out of the for his birthday last week. Say, may God bless you all for it. Please do remember him in prayer as he is unable to make it for service today. We know that the Lord will bless him. Amen. And then we have another one said, I would like to thank the saints for their prayers for Sarah's father. He died on Sunday last week, and he died in peace. And the family gives thanks to the church. As from Sister Naomi? Dion. Okay, okay. Amen. May he rest in the Lord. You know, one of these days, all of us will either meet it that same way, or our bodies will be changed. Amen. And we shall meet over there. It will be the same. Even he said the dead will rise up first. Amen. They will rise up first. And we that are living, our bodies will change. And we will be with the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you this morning. During our Sunday school lessons on the revelation of the seven seals, we have come across some very important statements, and they are spiritual statements, of course, made by the prophet. And I consider them to be very good nuggets that we shouldn't overlook. So, this morning I've picked one of his statements when he was treating the revelation of the seven seals to be our topic this morning. And that is the mystery of iniquity.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The mystery of iniquity. And at the end of it, the prophet says something also, that there is also the mystery of godliness.
Amen.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
So the mystery of iniquity. Forgive me when I blow my nose, because I've been fighting it the whole week. Amen. Now we see people as Christians, and we will be living maybe in the wrong way. We have been living in the wrong. But God, being so merciful, he sends a prophet. And the prophet comes with, thus saith the Lord, this is the way. Take it and leave it. Then you see people still continuing in their same way of life. See? It becomes a mystery. You are a Christian. You are looking for something. You are looking for the truth. Then God sends his prophet. He comes with, thus saith the Lord. He gives you the truth. And yet, you are not living it. It becomes a mystery. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And then another group also. They will receive it. Praise the Lord. They will receive it. But the fruits that they bear, it doesn't what show what they say they believe. It also becomes what a mystery. Praise the Lord. And one thing is that, my brethren, the mystery of iniquity fulfills the last prophecy in the Bible. And it is now working among people. But it has not yet come to the full manifestation. But when you look at that prophecy, let's turn to Revelation 22. Revelation 22, reading from the 10th to 14th verse. But maybe I will stop at the 11th. The mystery of iniquity fulfills the prophecy, and it is working now among the people, but it has not come to its full manifestation because Christ is still on the intercessory seat. That means there is what? An opportunity for anyone to repent.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. He said, and he saith unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book. It is not sealed. It is open. Nothing is hidden, because every mystery by then is what? Has been revealed. 11. Prophets of this book. For the time is at hand. It is nothing is hidden. Verse 11. And then, this is it. The mystery of iniquity. When it has become fully manifested, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. He which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. And that is working now. Amen. Amen. It is working now, and it comes out from what? This mystery of iniquity. Knowing what? What is right, and refusing to take it. But he said in verse 7 of verse 22, the same chapter 22, he said in verse 7, blessed is he that keepeth the saying of the prophecy of this book. And we all know that the prophecies of this book never came by what? By any man's own will or interpretation. But he said the Holy Spirit of God moved what? The holy man to what? Write the very thing God has spoken. If you want that text, let's turn to 2 Peter. Let's read that before we read our text. 2 Peter 1:20. It is not... Let's read it very well. The prophecies. I said, meanwhile, as we said, blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Now he said, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scriptures is of any private interpretation.
Amen.
Next verse. For the prophecy came not in the old time by the will of men, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we stand to the reading of the word? Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 to 12. The mystery of iniquity. Let's hear the word of God. Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. And that man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? And now you know what withholdeth that he might not be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. Hey. and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Serious. That they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Dear Lord, this is your word. We pray for the Holy Spirit now, the teacher, to come and lead us, Lord, this morning. Father, this mystery of iniquity, we want it to go far away from us. Give us the understanding, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Be seated. Give me verse 3 again. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. That means some man will be what? Some people will be going out to deceive. Praise the Lord. Some people will be going out to deceive people. So watch. As we were even going through the seven seals, he said when the first seal was opened, one of the elders told John, come and see. And when he went to see it, what did he see? He said, a white horse. And he that sat on him had what? A bow. And a crown was given unto him. And he goes forth what? Conquering. And to conquer. Amen. He went forth to do what? Conquering and to conquer. Not by what? Ammunitions. Not by what? Bazookas. But by what? Deception. Amen. Praise God. That is what the strategy of his warfare. That is what prevailing now. The strategy of the warfare of what? Satan is what? Deception. To deceive. Praise the Lord. He went out with what? With a bow. There was no arrow. See? There was no arrow. Amen. So he draws like this. And there's no arrow. My brother, never fear the devil. Amen. There's no arrow in it. Praise the Lord. He goes out to what? To deceive the people. Conquering. That's what he's doing. He said, no, let no man deceive you by any means. And you can only overcome the deceiver by only one thing. Amen. The word of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. The only thing, this is your weapon, the word of God. There is no other weapon greater than the word of God. So let no man deceive you. Take notice of that. Then he said, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Hey. A certain man will be revealed. And he's a man of sin. Man of perdition. Look, this scripture we are reading now. Paul wrote it to the church of Thessalonica over 2,000 years ago. He never knew of anything, but God spoke to him. Write it. Because it will happen. So anyone there who doesn't believe the word of God, take notice. God knows everything that will happen in the future. So write it down. There will be a man of sin, a man of perdition. It wasn't written only last week. So that you will say that, oh, the thing is happening and that's why you are writing them down. No, sir. My sister, are you listening? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Man of sin. But he said, before that man of sin will be revealed, there must be a falling away. And what did the prophet say about falling away? He said, the falling away is a lukewarm condition of the church. Falling away is what? The lukewarm condition of the church. And that is the time we are living in. Many are not cold, and they are neither not what? Hot. They are what? Lukewarm. The spirit of Laodicea. Watch it. It is our time. All these things is in our time. Falling away, the prophet says, the lukewarm in the church. That's why he says, if you want to be hot, brother, be hot. For the Lord. If you want to be cold, be cold. So now the lukewarm church, what is it? The devil is a deceiver. There are many churches. We are not saying that this church is the church that is going. It is you individually. Amen. But the whole thing is that we have the word, the truth here. And it's up to you for you to do what? To take the word. Praise the Lord. But what has the devil do? This man of deception, what has he done? Making the church lukewarm. It has made the whole church what? Like a painted fire. See? You know painted fire? You can draw a hideous fire on the wall here. See? You draw fire. Huh? Very hideous. And when cold comes, you go and sit by it. You will die. Amen. 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 Painted fire. That's how he has made the churches. Painted fire. You sit there. You what? You die. Cold will catch you. You got to find where the real fire is. Amen. Where the real fire. And you sit by it and you get yourself warmth. That's what he has done. Falling away. Lukewarmness. If you are becoming lukewarm, my brother, my sister, you are doing what? You are falling away. You are falling away. You know yourself. Everyone knows his spiritual name. Only you and God is in the scripture. Amen. Only you and God knows your what, spiritual name. If you are a liar, you know yourself that you are a liar. I will not know. Praise the Lord. So you may have some special name that is hidden somewhere. If you are a gossiper, I may not know. But you know yourself that you are a gossiper. And if you are what? A true believer, you know that you are a true believer. And then the prophet said in this message book, the angel of the Lord preached in Toledo in 1951. Now, 1951, let's hear what the prophet said. As a paragraph 15. He said, and as atheism, 1951, and as atheism is on the march, and so forth, and the churches are falling away and getting formal. The churches are getting what? formal. And when a church becomes formal, it becomes what? Cold. Painted fire. Let me say this to you, my dear brother and sister. If you will receive me as your brother, we need a revival. Praise God. We need a revival. If you accept the prophet of your age, he's giving us what? Admonishing us that we need a revival. Amen. And the revival can be what? Individual revival. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. And said, blessed are they that do what? Hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they shall be filled. We need a revival. If you are seeing that you are getting cold, don't wait for what? The pastor to call for revival in the church. Get yourself revived. Get yourself renewed. By the word of God. In your homes, in your closets. Set your own fire. Not your own imagination fire, but what? The fire of God. Oh, praise the Lord. He said, the hour has come for falling away. You see, the hour has come for what? This falling away of the church. We must take notice of that. A lot of things, you see, petty things. Oh, small things here, small things there. Oh, because of this, because of that. My brother, get those things behind you. Get them behind you. They are all obstacles. See, it's all deceptions of the enemy. A man has gone out to deceive. He knew very well that Christ would be coming, seated on a white horse. And so he ran quickly and sat on a what? A white horse. And truly, when people were trying to explain Revelation 6, they said it was Christ. You see it? They are deceived. As the people, when they were what? Giving the explanation of this, they said, it's what? The Holy Spirit that is what? Seated on that white horse, going out to do what? To conquer in the first age. You get it? And he said, he has a, when he throws his arrow, it's like the cupid. See, he sends that word of love into your heart. Where was there any arrow there? There was no arrow. It makes it what? A false word, revelation. But now see how people are deceived. He knew Christ would be coming. Seated on a white horse, and so he runs first quickly to sit on a white horse. A deceiver. Let no man deceive you, my sister. My brother, let no man deceive you. If someone is trying to draw you back, pray for that one. Tell him, brother, you need a revival. Amen. Don't put him in your heart here and begin to say, oh, this brother, I won't talk to him. And anyway, when I meet him, I'll put, as we heard last week, I'll put a, what do you call it? Mask. I say, oh, God bless you, brother. See, but behind the mask, something different. My brother, tell your brother in the face. Say, look, brother, we need a revival. Amen. We are one, but we are what? Our brother's keeper. Amen. Oh, let us be watching ourselves and helping one another. Let us not hate anyone. Let's love prevail amongst us. True love, deep from the heart. Amen. Yes. You see how the Holy Spirit will sweep through here. Let us not be the same. Let us not be like the deceiver himself. It's a spirit that is moving and is looking for people that what will help him to get more people deceived. So don't let yourself to be deceived. Amen. Brethren, let us together fight any form of lukewarmness in the church. Amen. Then when the prophet said when he wanted. Now let's go to verse 7. The Second Thessalonians, verse 7. The prophet said, when I was writing down this, I was quivering and shaking. That means a serious something. He said, when I was what? Writing down this. I was what? That's the first seal. I'm reading from the first seal. I was what? I was quivering and shaking when he was writing down this. For the mystery, the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. See? It's already at work. It's working. Iniquity. And the prophet said, what is iniquity? He said, iniquity is something you know you ought not to do. And you do it anyhow. See? The prophet, that's the prophet's explanation. That what is iniquity? That iniquity is something that you know you ought not to do. And you do it anyhow. That's the iniquity. See? And Paul said, there is such in the earth today, workers of iniquity. Is what is working today. Praise the Lord. It's working, brother. You know that this is what. You shouldn't do this, but you do it anyhow. It's a spirit. You know very well that this is wrong, but you still close your eyes and you do it. Watch it. Now, from today, anything that you are going to do, you just wait. You see, you hear the still small voice. Someone will speak to you. Don't do it. Listen to that voice. Amen. Amen. Another one will be telling you, come on, forget it. Telling you to forget it. Amen. 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 Say, get behind me, Satan. I know this is sin, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to be deceived. You are out doing this work. I'm not going to be what? To be deceived. And then it goes on. He said, only he who now letteth will let. What is he talking about? The full manifestation of what? This mystery of iniquity. We will come to it. You are going to know it. You are going to understand it. Before it can come to a full manifestation, someone had to allow it. Amen. Said he who now letteth will let. Only he who now letteth will let. And who is that he? The one who says, when he says, let that door be open. When he says, amen, let it be open, it will be open. No one can close. Amen. The one who closes and no one can open. Oh, praise the Lord. He's the only one that can let this man now come to that full manifestation. But why is he holding him now? He's still on the word, intercessory seat. So that is means there is still what time for us what, to repent. Praise God. But the day he will move away from the intercessory seat, then he will come to what? A full manifestation. That man of sin, that man of what? Perdition. And he says that until he be taken, give it to me. Until he be taken out of the way, who? The Holy Ghost and the bride. God bless you, my brother. Amen. Oh, God bless you. Amen. Amen. When we have gone away, before he can come, But as long as we are here, his works are what? Going about anyway. But he cannot what? He cannot do anything as long as you and I, we are still here. Praise God. But the moment we go away, then he will come to what? Full manifestation. That man of sin. That man of perdition. Praise God. So my brother, the question this morning, my sister, the question this morning, do you want to stay here with that man of sin? God bless you. With that man of perdition, you want to stay here? Hey! The Bible is talking about it. Years, over 2,000 years ago, this thing, God revealed it. He will come and we know who he is. I think you know who is it. Who has made himself like God. That he's being worshipped. Who is he? Ah, Papa, you know already. Amen. You know now, Vicarius Filii Dei. Now, the Catholics are running away from it. Do you know that? Now they are trying to say, oh, no. We never use that. But there are what documentaries that shows that. See? And when they run away, there are other revelations that are coming. You will know it. I will let you know. Other revelations are coming. That one, they cannot run away. And it is the same 666 again. Hi, brethren. So until, just give me the next verse. And then shall that wicked man be revealed when the Holy Ghost and the bride, they are gone. But now, there is someone who had to let it happen. And we know already, the one who closes and no one can open. The one who opens and no one can close. He will let it at the time. When the last man, the last person has come in. Amen. Maybe this morning someone is here who is the last person to come in. And even I would love to be that last person. Amen. So that I'll be very sure that I'm part of it. Praise God. I want to be that last person. Amen. So Lord, I'm the last person today. I'm coming in. Let us go. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, sir. Oh, the word of God is sweet, isn't it? Amen. Said, until we go away, this man of sin can never do anything. But when we go away, brethren, the thing he's going to do here, you cannot buy. You cannot sell. Yes. These supermarkets, you must probably have to get what? Some special card from him before you can go and buy something from that place. Amen. Huh? Amen. That's the mark. I don't believe the mark will be put on your forehead like this. To be some kind of what? Registration. I've told you before when I went to Rome the first time. See? Some brethren told me, ah, brother, why do you always go to the supermarket to buy things? See, there is a, they call the place, I've forgotten the name, Caritas or whatever. Yeah, Caritas. That is what? You go and take food free. Oil, rice, everything. Say, ah, I followed them. And we went. And they put paper, they registered me. Ah, I was watching the whole thing. It wasn't going well for me. So the time when they said, well, go and sit there, we want to take you picture and put on, I say, hey, no. It will not happen. I said, okay, I'm coming, let me just go to the small room. From there off, I was gone. Hey! And all of them, see, they had this card with their picture. So every, I think every Thursday, you go there, once in a week, with your card, you just go put it on the counter, and they give you what? The food that are available. See? See the beginning of everything. See, it starts what? Slowly. They are registering. Huh? That's the way. Brother, I'll say no. I will sweat, take money, go to the supermarket and buy and eat. Let them take their food. Praise the Lord. Watch it. And I've always saying that when you go to Italy, you see things wonderful. Small town. You see a very big church. Mighty. Maybe 3-4 of them in a small town. We moved to a certain small town, Tolentino. About what? 5 or 6. Huge churches. Small town. For what? Storage. See? Storage. Where they are going to store the food. Everything is being prepared. Everything is there. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's watch it. Everything is true. The word of God never fails. Now the prophet said here, the same first seal book, 93. He said, what a statement, my. After the bride is taken away, then this man of sin will be revealed himself. You see. Now, the other day, I made a statement. The bride could go home and you never know anything about it. That's true. Then somebody said, well, Brother Branham, what that will be a mighty small group. And he said, yes, as you heard in Sunday school today, as it was in the days of Noah, where 8 souls were saved by water, so shall it be in the coming of what? Of the Son of Man. So the prophet said in paragraph 97, he said, if there was 800 went in the rapture tonight or this morning, you will never hear a word about it tomorrow or the next day or the other time. They will be what? Gone and you know nothing about it. See? It just to be what? The same. To be that what? The same thing. Everything will be what? Moving on the same. But brother, it will be only the foolish virgin that will realize that something has what? Taken place. Amen. See, if I'm here, I'm a foolish virgin, a sleeping virgin, as the prophet put it. And then I come to church. I see, but today why? Then maybe another person can, brother, but why today? There's no church. Was it announced? Say, let's call brother, David, one of the deacons, brother David, and see. And then, poom, 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 call one more, poom, 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 poom. Hey, what's the matter? Praise the Lord. Now your heart begins to beat. Amen. Amen. Then you go out, you see somebody holding a paper, rejoicing. So what do you peep for your head? Is what? A news flash. All governments have given allegiance to the Pope. So I'm finished. My brother is serious. Then you go home, you turn your radio, CNN, Voice of America, BBC, Voice of Congo, all announcing, all governments have given allegiance to the Pope. And you see some people rejoicing. And you know what is going to happen. Brethren, don't be a sleeping virgin. Don't be a sleeping virgin. So, this mystery of iniquity, whom are we coming to now? The 10 virgins. You know the story already. So there's no need for me to expand it. We are all virgins, but some of us are sleeping. You know these 10 virgins, 5 of them, they always put oil because they have heard something. That what the bridegroom will be coming, but they don't know the time that he will be coming. They don't know the day. But he said they know, the only thing they know is that he will be coming one midnight. Amen. And they need what? Their lamps always to be what? Aflamed. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So they were putting all the time oil. They was watching that the oil will never go down. But the others never cared. That's the word, the lukewarm. Amen. They never cared. And the others were doing what? They were putting oil all the time. Brethren, let's put oil all the time. Amen. We don't know when that midnight cry will come. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Yeah. Take your lamps and go and meet him. Yeah. We don't know when it is coming. Amen. Get yourself prepared, brethren. We don't know the hour. These are all some of the mysteries. Of what? Iniquity. Because of iniquity. You know what you got to do. You know that you shouldn't be what? Allowing your lamps to what? To go dry. You know it, but you will not do it. That's the iniquity. Praise God. That's what the prophet is saying, explaining what iniquity is. You are trying to what? Let your flame go down with unnecessary things. Amen. Holding on to unnecessary things. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Brethren, when the bridegroom, when the voice came, at long last, when the voice came, you could see now the sleeping ones, they were turning the, you know that lamp, turn, and then they turn still, the flame was just going down, and the whole, the wick would just go up, there's no fire. And then the prophet said here, he said, and the sleeping virgin, they rubbed their eyes and said, suppose I ought to have some of your oil. And the real true bride is standing there and said, we have just enough for ourselves. We just got enough to get in ourselves. We can't give you anything. If you want some, you go and pray up. See? If you want some, go and pray up. My brother, the day it will be flashed. That's the day you go up and pray. The day it will be flapped. Sorry. The day it will flash in the news that all governments have given what? Allegiance to the Pope. That is the day you go up and pray. Isn't it? That day will you enjoy yourself? I tell you, even food you not eat. Amen. Amen. You go up and pray. So maybe you tell that to your brother who alone, maybe you are left here. Say, brother, let's pray. Let us pray. So that the Lord strengthen us, for us to be able to go through this this situation. No food. My brother, so today, if you know that you are not going, I've already said it. Learn how to fast. Amen. If you know you are not going, you are a sleepy virgin, my brother, do what? Learn how to fast. Because that day you cannot buy food, eh? You have to find a small place and probably put some corn. And then you have to cover just like the time of Gideon. You have to hide. If not, the enemy will come and take it. Eh? There you'll be eating. Oh, my brother, it will be terrible. Oh, get your lamps filled with oil and move away. He said, until we go, that man can never come unto. My brother does it. And now let's look at Judas Iscariot. Another type of word, iniquity. The prophet said, look at Judas Iscariot. He said, his name was what? In the book of life. Judas' name was in the book of life. And then the prophet said, say that's wrong. Jesus, then he quoted Matthew 10 and then Luke 10. See, said he gave them power to cast out devils, send them forth to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers, to raise the dead. And they went out and returned back. Judas right with them, and they cast out devils, done all kinds of miracles, and returned back with joy, saying, "Oh Lord, Master, even the devils are subject unto us through your name." See? Judas, casting out devils, healing the sick. Oh, you are here. You can do all sort of what things. Oh, yes. That's good. His name was in the book of God. And then Christ said, that the prophet was trying to prove that Judas' name was in the book of life. Then he said, Christ said, "Don't rejoice that the devils are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." So Judas' name was written in heaven. See? Then what happened? What happened? That's what the prophet said. He said, Judas was with them. But what happened? When it came down to the elected group to go up at Pentecost and really receive the Holy Spirit, Judas showed his color. See? When it was time, what was it? Borderline Christians. Just like the children of Israel. Oh, they got to look at the promised land over there. See? They've seen it. Oh, they saw it, that it had what? It was really good. So 12 elders go and bring news. Amen. And they went, they came back. 10 say, "Ha ha, we can't take the land. Where is your God?" My brother, any circumstances, because we don't believe in circumstances, anything that comes against you, never give in. Because God says he doesn't take pleasure in anyone that draws back. But he takes pleasure in those who go forward. Amen. Hebrews 10:38, 39. Give it to me quickly. He said, "Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draws back, my soul shall never have pleasure in him." Amen. Amen. If you draw back, my pleasure. See, I will never take any pleasure. Give me the next one, 39. "But we are not of them that draw back." Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. "We are not of them that draw back unto perdition, unto that man of sin. Amen. But of them that believe to the saving of the soul." Amen. Oh, praise God. My brother, anything that comes your way, never draw back. Stay there, just like Jacob. Stayed there. Amen. He said, "Unless you bless me, I'm not going to leave you." Amen. And he got his name changed. And he was blessed. Hallelujah. That's the way how we got to live. Amen. Amen. So the prophet said something here. He said, look. In paragraph 117. He said, "If you speak one thing and think another, you better stop it." Amen. If you think one thing, and he said, if you speak one thing and think another, you better stop it. Oh, you speak something, and then your thoughts also is going this way. You are speaking positive things, and then your thinking is what? Negative. He said, stop it. Praise God. Just like maybe you come, oh, you hear that, oh, by faith, God will give. You come, you pray, "Oh, Lord, I believe with all my heart. Oh, Lord Jesus, come down. Oh, Lord, I'm expecting, oh, God, You pray with all positiveness, then your mind also is that, hey, this thing, can it happen? Huh? No, sir. That's not the way. He said, you get your thoughts on God. Keep them pure and stay right there with it. And speak the same thing that at this, all the time. Amen. Anything that you speak, live by it. Amen. Brother, I love you. Let it be what? True love. Amen. Brother, God bless you. Let it be real blessing you are talking about. Amen. Not to say something, then you inside is a different something. He says, stop it. Better stop that. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, sir. So we have Judas Iscariot, who was what? It's iniquity. See? It's a mystery. His name in the book of life, and yet he got lost. He got to the borderline and refused to what? Received what would have taken him. The Israelites, they got there. They said, we cannot. We are just like grasshoppers in the feet of those people. But there were two people. Amen. Joshua and Caleb. Let us be Joshua's and Caleb's. That say, hey, let us not what? Fear the people. We are more than able. Let us go and possess the land. Amen. Let's move forward. Let us not draw back. But others were looking for a captain to draw back to what? To Egypt again. Let us not be people that draw back. Let's go forward, brethren. Amen. See, another mystery of iniquity is that the Lord said, not all that say, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, or kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Amen. Amen. He that doeth the will of my Father. Oh, yes, he said, when you call upon the name of the Lord, you'll be saved. Hmm? It's in Romans. When you call the name of the Lord, you'll be saved, isn't it? But my brother, the thing is, he's saying here also, not all that say it. Is it contradicting? No, sir. When you read, see, when you read the first one, which I talked about, it will tell you that how can they believe if they don't have what? A preacher. Or who is sent. You see. So you see all what actually makes someone to have confidence to say, to call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. So not all. Now listen, I want to show you something about how. See, two people went to pray. They were in the same church. And then one started praying. He said, Lord, grant me the power so when I lay hands upon the sick, they will recover. And I will be able to cast out demons and prophesy future things. Whoa. That's how one preached. One prayed. Then the other one prayed, Lord, I confess my sins and surrender my will unto you this day, that you grant me the Holy Ghost to be able to do thy will. Look at these two prayers. One, Lord, grant me the power so that I can heal the sick and I cast out devils, be able to prophesy the future. Lord, grant me the Holy Ghost to do all these things. And listen to the other one. Lord, I confess my sins and surrender my will unto you this day, that you grant me the Holy Ghost to be able to do thy will. Amen. So is the will of God. They that do his will ask for the Holy Ghost to do his will. And if it is the will of God that you lay hands and the person will recover, it is the will of God to do it. It's not your own. But now these two people, they received what? The Holy Ghost. Oh, truly they prayed. And God swept the Holy Spirit over them. They all received it. Now they are manifesting what? According to their prayers. Now, this is where the mystery, another mystery of what? Iniquity. Amen. You know the first person's prayer is to do what? It's to what? Popularity. He has what? A motive. See? He wants to take glory, which belongs to God. Let us watch the way how we pray. Let us not ask something to consume it upon our own lust. Let's ask something that it is true, the will of God, the Holy Spirit, and it will be granted. A lot of things, sometimes you have your own motive and plan why you are asking for that thing. My brother, drop that motive. Drop it. And open your heart. Say, Lord, here I am. I'm weak. Lord, help me. I need your leadership. I always want to be in your hands to do your will, O God. Oh, the Lord will bless you for that. Oh, praise the Lord. Let me quickly just jump because we have another thing here. In fact, okay, it's from the. Let me just read something from the prophet here. That's question and answer, Jeffersonville, 1961, 543-207. He said, "Here is a field full of wheat, and in that field is sown Jimson wheat and cockleburr, and what more? Well, the drought is on." And he said, "Don't the Jimson wheat and the cockleburr get just as tasty as the wheat?" See? The two. The wheat will get tasty. And the cockleburr also will get tasty. And when the rain falls, the prophet was asking, would it be a special rain for the wheat and another special rain for the what? The taste? No. The same rain. Same rain. He will fall up. But watch the fruits they bear. Amen. The fruits that will show that he is a believer or he's not a believer. Now we see another mystery of iniquity. Is what? Jacob. God said, "Jacob I love, Esau I hate." I hated. Children that have yet not been born. Is there any unrighteousness with God? The Bible says, God forbid. But God, who knew the end from the beginning, he knew that this will believe, this will not believe. And so there are things that are good that God likes, God loves. And there are things that God hates. Let's look for the things that God loves so that we will be in his hands as Jacob was in the hands of God. Amen. And so the prophet was saying that these two children, when they came, the good one, you see, another mystery is this. He said the good person looked to be evil. Outside, the one who looks to be good. He said the good person looked to be the evil. And the evil looked to be the good. See the difference? See? The good, Jacob, Esau, outside he looks so good. Looks so good. But what? Inside, he was someone who always despised the what? The word. Amen. And the one who looked evil, inside he had a purpose to do the will of God. He said, "This birthright, though it never came my way, I will get it. I will get it." Amen. He wanted God. But when you look at the outside, he looks so evil. Praise the Lord. Let us not judge one another according to what we look at the outside. Brethren, you don't know what is going on inside. Amen. But still, the fruits will determine. Amen. Amen. The fruits will determine. And so you see, Esau having the form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And that brings us to what? The man that opposes and exalteth himself. Amen. Amen. Let's go back to our scripture again. The man that opposes himself, he said, he looks so nice outside, isn't it? And when he's coming the way, how he walks. Oh, so godly. Praise the Lord. But he is the chief of iniquity. Amen. Amen. Let's go back to our reading again. He said, verse 8, and then shall the wicked be revealed, when the Lord shall consume, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. That means that this man, he has an end. Amen. Amen. This man of perdition, this man of sin, he has an end. So why do you want to follow him? Why don't you follow eternal life? If you follow him, he said, this man, what is going to happen? He is going to be consumed by the spirit of what? God's mouth. And will be destroyed by the brightness of his coming alone. See, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. See? That's how this deceiver he is. He has what? A lying spirit. My brother, watch it. Never tell a lie. Amen. Never in your life tell a lie. It is part of what? The man of perdition, his spirit. Never tell a lie. Never tell a lie. Husbands, never tell your wife's lies. Wives, never tell your husband's lies. Children, never tell your parents lies. Always speak the truth. Who did this? Daddy, please, it's me. My hand just missed it and it kicked it down. Who did this? I don't know. And maybe it is Ruth. Hey! No, sir. If you did it, don't push it to Ruth. Children, are you hearing? If you lie, you are becoming like what? That man of perdition. That man of sin. So children, don't lie. Are you hearing, children? Never lie. You hear it? Amen. I want the children to say amen. Amen. No, I want the children. I want to hear the children. Children, I want to hear amen. Amen. Good. You never speak lie anymore to daddy, to mommy. Amen. To teacher, you always speak the truth. Because you are children of truth. Praise God. He has a lying wonders. He can lie wonders. You know the people that lie in this our day? Hey, the Muslims, they can lie. Yes. They can lie through their teeth. My. We know where they come from. Praise God. I know there's no Muslim here anyway. If there's a Muslim here, there's a reason why he's here. He wants what? He wants salvation. Amen. God bless you. And with all deceivableness, see, deceivable, he deceives of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Then the last was, because my time is just running, so. And of this is the way you got to watch it closely. If God throws you into that situation, it is serious. For this cause, verse 11. He said, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. See, strong delusion that they will believe a lie. Oh my! Today, even churches are blessing what? Gay marriages. How could you believe this? A minister says, I'm a minister of God. Blessing what? Gay marriages. It's what? All the daughters are going back. You see, to their mother, the harlot, the whore. Brethren, I'm just imagining one day one of you will hold another man and come and stand here. There. Pastor, we want you to bless us. Hey! It will not happen. Amen. Amen. It can't happen. Before even you reach here, you will stumble and fall. Praise the Lord. See? This is what deceivableness. See, he has gone out deceiving. And now it is what they call gay pride. Now they take pride. Oh, the other day, after we closed from one Wednesday night, we were driving back home with my family. Oh, we see a guy. Oh, so happy that he's a gay. Oh, my. Strolling down the streets. So happy. Oh, on the way, how he's walking like a woman. Oh, my. Man walking like a woman. It's a man. He's deceiving. He has a deceiving spirit. Don't get yourself deceived. Amen. 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 Always just have pity for them and pray for them. Maybe along the line, as God is still on the intercessory seat, he may intercede on their behalf. Let us not just condemn them, but let us remember them in prayer. And say, the Lord, have mercy. Because it's terrible. The whole world, the way how it's going, is very, very terrible. Now even professors. My children were telling professors in their colleges. They are all, look at the way how the whole thing is spreading. Look at it, how it's spreading. Spreading fast. People getting deceived. Let no man deceive you by any means. Take the word. You will never be deceived. Praise God. That's your weapon against him. He has no arrow in his bow. He's just going out conquering with what? Deceivableness spirit. But we will never be deceived. Amen. Brethren, we know it already. Vicarius Filii Dei. But now, the Catholics are running away from it. They said they never use it. But evidences have come out, a lot of them. And now they want to run away. But do you know? Pope John Paul II. Do you know that his name also is 666? Do you know it? When I came, I forgot to give it to Paul to put it on the screen. You get, write it, I-O-A-N-E-S, Ioannis. Paulus, Ioannis Paulus Secondo. You get the same 666 again. Amen. Amen. Now, can you run away from that? And the very day he died, that also, the hour, 9:37. On the hour of 9:37 in April 2nd. You do it that way. April 2nd, you make it 4 stroke like this, 2. That's a division. Huh? Just multiply all and divide it by 2. 666. The day even he died. One of these Sundays, at a Sunday school, I will just bring the whole thing to show you. Amen. And so we know who is. Brethren, let's stay by the word of God. The prophet said, this is a crucial time that we live in. So we must be careful and remain true to the word. Amen. Musicians, start coming. We may stand true to the word. Praise the Lord. If there is anyone that wants God to do something in his life, just this morning, just watch him. Let's look at what David. I always love David the way how he confessed his sins. I always love it, how he confesses his sins. Give me Psalm 32, 5 and 6. Psalm 32, 5 and 6. He said, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. Mine iniquity have I not what? Hid. If there is any iniquity in your life this morning, don't hide it. Confess it to him. Amen. I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou wilt forgive us my iniquity of my sins. Praise God. I love the way how David always confesses. Let's confess our sins. And then, coming to verse 6, he said, For this shall everyone that is godly, everyone that is godly, pray unto thee in the time that me has found him. He's here this morning. Amen. You have found him. He's here this morning. For this shall every man that is godly pray unto thee in the time when thou mayest be found. Amen. I acknowledge my sins.
Amen.
Lord, I acknowledge my sins.
Hallelujah.
I acknowledge my mistakes. Lord, I do. I acknowledge them this morning. And I will not hide my iniquities this morning, Lord. I know they are there. I'm not going to hide. Today, I'm confessing. I'm living it. I don't want to be part of this man of sin. This man of perdition. I don't want to be part of him. I don't want to be under his rule. Lord, I want to go up with you. I want to go up with you. The same song that you brought me in. Just give it to me. Later you bring your own song for my prayer. So these are words that have been preserved. And it has been revealed to us this morning. The words, the holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. And they resound with God's own heart. These ancient words, words of life, words of hope, it will give you strength. Amen. As you prepare your heart, if there is any confession this morning, David said, I acknowledge my sins.
With God's own heart,
I acknowledge my sins. I will not hide my iniquity.
Words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us go. In this world, we reveal ancient words. Yes, will guide
as you are singing, sing it from your heart.
Soul.
As you are preparing your
ancient
heart.
Ancient words, yes, it is ever true, changing me.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus,
and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, he'd be into words of Christ, holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. He resounds with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart, ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
One more time, the chorus.
Oh, ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
This morning, the blood of Jesus Christ, which sometimes the prophet called it the bleach blood. The bleach. You know bleach? That wipes away every stain. So the bleach blood of Jesus Christ, which takes every symptoms of sin and stuff away. This morning, he's ready. He's here to pour upon any stained heart that bleached blood of Jesus Christ. And as David said, I acknowledge my sins, Lord, and my iniquity I will not hide. Where can you hide it? You cannot hide anything from him. So why don't you just confess with your mouth? Because he said, if we shall confess our sins, oh, he's so God, a faithful God, that he will heal us of our sins. This moment, these words of hope, these words of life that have been preserved all these years have been revealed to us through his own prophet who has come with, thus saith the Lord. If you have anything to tell him, just tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him. If it's confession, confess to him. My brother, my sister, watch. It's because he's still in the intercessory seat. That's why this man of perdition, this man of sin, has not fully manifested yet. So there is still room for you and me to repent. There's still room. There's still the opportunity. Let us not go back to the world. Let us from this afternoon take a new turn. People that move forward, people that will never go back. Oh Lord, let this word, let it change. That changes the life of man. That takes a man out from the miry clay. Oh, let it be, Lord Jesus. This morning, Lord, we stand before you. We acknowledge that we are sin. We want to pray like that second man who prayed. He said, Lord, I'm a sinner. Lord, I am weak. I need the Holy Ghost. I need the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. So that I will be able to do your will, O God. your will, only your will. Lord, we remember our pastor, Lord, committing to your hands he and his family. We commit the church, Lord, into your hands, O God. We take away every spirit of lukewarm, Lord, out of this house. This mystery of iniquity is not part of us, not part of this church, and it could never be. Lord, let your Holy Spirit now sweep over this house, bringing joy, creating the atmosphere whereby, Lord, we have liberty, where we will love one another, O God, with a true heart. A true heart, Lord Jesus. Oh God, this morning we want to say thank you, God, that you have made us, Lord Jesus, receive your word of life. We bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Came to us,
give us the word
sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ.
Give us the word.
Holy words, long preserved and hallowed. In this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, oh, help us grow in every road. Ancient words will guide our soul. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing who we have come with open hearts. We'll lift the ancient words. Holy words of our faith, and laid down to this age. Give to us through sacrifice, oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. We resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing who we have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
Amen. How many love him? We thank the Lord for this morning. Let's sing the last song. And we ask Brother David, you come and close us in prayer. The last song.
We need wisdom, we need power, true love for each other. We have had so many big and empty words. Oh, we come before your face, ask
asking for your grace. Take your people to a state of fruitful life. Restore your church again. Touch your people once again. Precious holy hand, we pray that your kingdom shine upon this earth through a living glorious church, not for temporary needs.
Merciful Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so thankful, Father, for your grace, your mercies which you show to us, Lord. Father God, upon the breaking of this day, Lord, in our homes, Father, we called upon your name, Father, with our needs before us, O God. Father, desiring that you'd speak to us, O Lord. Desiring, Lord, that you'd meet our needs, Father. For, Lord, you know, Father, the day and the hour that we're living in. And Father, how faithful you are, Lord. How faithful you are to us, Lord. Father, from the Sunday school, Lord, right even up till now. Father, feeding us this bread from manna, from this bread from heaven, Lord. Father, even your heavenly manna, speaking to our souls, Father God. Lord, showing us, Lord Jehovah God, the hour that we live in and the wickedness of the day. Father, bring into our remembrance, O God, lest there be any among us, Lord, that are caught up amongst that foolish virgin, Lord. Father, let it not be that any of us should be caught unawares. Father, when you've given us such grace, Lord. Father God, to expose the enemy, Lord. To expose Satan, even that man of perdition. Father, and all his devious tricks, Lord. Father, we're so thankful for your faithfulness, Lord. For you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you always raise a standard, Lord. We're thankful for the standard of your word, Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, now we ask you, O God, as you've been faithful, Lord, on your side, O Lord. Father, give us that meekness, that humility, Lord. Amen. Father, just to confess, Lord, ourselves before thee, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for we know, O God, that our soul cannot lie before thee. Father, but instead that we look, Father, as we look even into the mirror, even the mirror of your word. Amen. Father God, let us not, Lord Jehovah God, deceive ourselves. Let us not be like that man who looks, Lord, and beholds himself. And Father, as soon as he turns from the mirror, he forgets, Lord, what he looks like. Amen. But, oh God, we pray, oh Lord, that you'd give us a meek and a humble spirit. Amen. That your word would find a resting place in our soul, Lord. Amen. Father, that when we, even when we depart from here, Father, we'd meditate upon these things which were spoken. We'll go over the word, Lord, Father, that we water that word that was planted in our hearts. Amen. That it will grow, Lord. That it will be our fortress, Lord, in the time of trials, Lord. Amen. Father, be merciful to us, Lord. Father, for we need needy people. Amen. But, oh God, what assurance you've given to us, Lord. Amen. Because when you speak to us in such ways as you've done, Father, it gives us that confidence that we need to go forth, not in our own might, Lord, but in the power of your word, Lord. Amen. Father God, we trust that all our needs were met, Lord, upon this day. Yes. Father, whether it was sickness, Lord, Father God, your word is able to heal. For Lord, 2,000 years ago on the cross, Lord. Father, Lord, by your stripes, Lord, we were healed, Lord. Father God, whatever needs there may be amongst your children, Lord. Financial, Lord, whether it be college, whatsoever it would be, O God. You know each one and we're trusting, Lord, that you'd meet all our needs, Lord. Heavenly Father, even as you were with us when we came into your house, please be with us as we return. Keep us safe, Lord Jehovah. Let not the enemy have any way, Lord Jehovah God, to sneak in at the last minute. Yes. Father, and we pray once again for our pastor who was not here. Father, that we're trusting that, Lord, the same way which you blessed us here, that he was blessed where he is, O God. Father God, we just give thanks to thee, Lord, for all that was said, all that was done. Bless the musicians, Lord Jehovah God. Bless every brother, every sister, Lord. And be with us now as we depart, Lord. And Father, once again, we are thankful, Lord, for the brother who faithfully stood in Sunday school, Lord Jehovah God.
Yes, Lord.
Allowing to put himself aside, and your Holy Spirit truly Amen. Spoke to us. Father, and even so, our precious brother Maxwell, now once again, Lord. Father, we pray you'd restore unto him, Lord Jehovah God, that which yes, was taken Lord. Out physically.
Amen.
But Lord, continue to bless him. Bless his family, Lord,
Amen.
As they support him, Father God, in these things. Amen. Father, we pray and give thanks and glory unto thee. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to bless you, brother.
Hello, Lord. Hello, we long to worship you.
Hallelujah. Greet your brother, greet your sister.
So great, there is no